The Bible records the Pharisee who goes down to the temple and prays thus with himself, it says. I mean, he's praying with himself, meaning that he's not even praying to God. I mean, there are literally people in this world who pray publicly and they are not even talking to God at all. Are you listening to me? I mean, there are people who are called upon to pray and God is not in all their thoughts. And they're not thinking about God at all. They're not even talking to God. I mean, do you really think that these heathen, wicked, false prophets that our government uses as prayers at these events? I mean, look, no righteous prophet will ever pray at one of these political events. I'm talking, and when I say political events, I'm talking about, you know, where the president's sworn in. Or the presidential prayer breakfast, or this, you know, national day of whatever. Because every real prophet of God is despised by the world. He hates the world and the world hates him. That's a real prophet.
Yes, sir.
And a false prophet is loved of man. A false prophet's the friend of the world. A false prophet is praised by the men of this earth. And so the men who are lifted up as great preachers and great men of God are the biggest compromisers. They're the biggest false prophets and liars that ever walked the face of the earth, and they will burn in the lowest hell. I'm talking about Rick Warren. I'm talking about Billy Graham. I'm talking about these men that our world lifts up and elevates that preach a false gospel. They will not preach a fiery hell. They will not preach heaven by grace through faith in the name of Jesus Christ alone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ, not our Creator. Not just God in general, not the supreme being, but the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the only way to heaven.
Right.
It's not what these guys preach. It's not what they preach when they get on the same platform with a Hindu and a Buddhist and a Muslim, and they say, let's all worship and pray and praise together. These men are not of God. But yet they're elevated, yet they're lifted up. And I guarantee you, when they get up and they pull out that piece of paper that has their prayer on it, that is not prayer. If you're reading your prayer off a piece of paper, you're not praying. Because prayer is from the heart. Prayer is when you're talking to God. You're not talking to man. Now look, you say, are you against praying publicly? Absolutely not. But I think most of your prayer should be done privately. That's why Jesus said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You know, our prayer time should be a private time. It should be a secret time. It should be in the closet time, not an open, showy, well, if I'm going to spend time praying, I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it. No, it's between you and God. Because you're talking to God and you're talking to no one else. Now look, is public prayer also biblical? Absolutely. There is a place for public prayer, but there's more of a place for private prayer. We, you know, we pray at church. We pray publicly. I pray. I call upon people to pray. But you know, if I call upon you to pray, it's not a time to impress man with your flowery speech. It's not a time to impress man with how creative you can be, or with how eloquent you can be, or saying things that people want to hear. You know, you ought to be talking to God when you pray. You ought to be talking to God. And if you're not, and you know what I mean. You know what I mean when you're praying and you're not talking to God. You're just putting on a show. And I'm going to tell you something, it's wrong. And God says, you know what? There was this Pharisee. He went down to the temple and he prayed with himself. He's not even praying to God. He's not even talking to God. He's just making a speech with his eyes closed and his head bowed, and he calls that prayer. And that's what these guys do, these false preachers and false prophets. They get up at some event with a microphone and let us pray. Our Creator. You know, half the time you don't even hear the name Jesus. But they're not really meaning it from the heart. They're liars. Oh, God, bless our country. Oh, God, thank you for the heritage of murdering babies. And thank you for the heritage of stealing money from hardworking Americans so that we could give it unto homosexuals in the Senate and in the Congress. And thank you for the drones that we can use to murder innocent people on the other side of the world for financial gain. You know, that they're not talking to God, my friend.
Right. Yeah.
They're just puppets and tools of our government. Prostitutes of propaganda is what they are. And I'm going to tell you something. They are not of God. And I'll tell you who is of God. The guy that you don't even know about. You know who's really praying? Some guy you don't even know about. You don't know his name. You won't ever know his name. His name's not in 2 Kings 13. His name's not in Judges 6. Because he's praying to his Father in secret. And he's praying for our nation. And he's confessing the sins of our nation. And he's not lying and saying that there's peace when there is no peace. And he's not lying and saying God's going to bless sin. God's going to bless wickedness. God's going to bless false gods. No, he won't bless it.